A legal education means you will learn to speak in a new language. You will be taught to achieve insight into the world around you and to sharply question what you know.
You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Only in Law School podcast brought to you by the Comedians at Law. I am your host, Matt Ritter, and with me is Kevin Israel.
What's going on, Matt? How we doing?
We're good. I think, you know, probably our listeners are in a better mood this week. I think a lot of them finished law school for the year.
It's finished law school for the year or graduated.
Or, you're right, or one third of them probably are done. The third years so, are...
So to you who are done, congratulations, and yet our condolences.
Yeah, it doesn't get better.
Yeah, it's there really is no light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, there is. It's death.
Death. Retirement, maybe?
Stay away from the light, Carol Ann.
Yeah. Go to the light.
Yeah, go to the light. Go to the light. It's better. When you're dead, I what if they have billing requirements in, heaven or hell or wherever you are?
Let's be honest. Anybody that went to law school isn't going to heaven.
No, so there's going to be some sort of billing. You still have to punch a clock probably down there.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. So if you're finished with law school, that means you have, I guess, a couple weeks to just chill and get drunk and, you know, kick back before you start studying for the bar.
I don't think they do have a couple weeks. If I remember correctly, it starts like a couple days after.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, I guess like the actual classes start, but. I don't remember anyone really getting amped into, like, full study mode until, like, sometime in June, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, really kicking into gear is, it probably takes a couple. But I remember people being freaked out those first few days because they didn't know what to expect.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was like, so admiralty law, I have to know that now? That seems
right.
Weird.
Right.
That seems like something that it wouldn't make any sense 2 weeks ago.
When you first look at that syllabus, I mean, I took
Barbary?
Barbary. Yeah, I took Barbary. And when you first look at that syllabus, it's just so overwhelming.
The only thing that made Barbary tolerable was that hot woman who teaches the classes. Do you not remember that?
Oh, Francesi, something like that.
Doesn't matter how
she
many.
Taught, she taught... Property, I think.
Doesn't matter how many years go by. Everybody remembers that woman. She had a giant engagement ring that she wore during the online classes. Yeah, like if you were sitting in the wrong angle, it would just blind you while you're trying to study.
Yeah. And she has some weird story. Like her Paula Francesi.
She's a legend of Barbary. I mean, she's a legend. She's like a law school legend, like a bar study legend.
Yeah.
You guys are going to meet her. If you guys are studying for the bar right now, you don't know what we're talking about yet, but you will in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, she was the best part of Barbary. If you're taking the video classes, which you probably most of you are, it's I think she does property.
And... No, well, maybe not. You know, I actually want to find out from our listeners, like, you know, who's taking what these days. You know, is it Barbary? Is it Peepers? Is it these new, like, Bar Max? Is it some other new thing that we don't even know about yet?
Something weird that we've just never heard of?
Yeah. I mean, is there some sort of app that people are using to study for the bar? Because I know that I think there's been a, you know, sort of a, some sort of competition from these lower-priced competitors, right? I think there's online stuff.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think the problem with Barbary was that, you know, I think you're expecting a much more personalized experience than you get.
Well, I like Barbary. I'm hoping they'll sponsor us.
Well, honestly, if you're a bar review class, if you're Mitchell's Bar Review,
Mitchell's Bar Review,
just contact us because we'll talk to you.
That seems appropriate. Mitchell's.
But I think you're probably right. I think people might be going to maybe the smaller bar review classes just to get a more personal experience.
Yeah. Would you ever teach the bar?
Let me tell you something, Matt. I actually might be the most qualified in Comedians at Law to teach the bar because I took the bar a total of 5 times. I took 3 in New York and twice in New Jersey.
You're the JFK of our group.
Yeah.
You're the John Donne of our...
And the most horrifying fact of that. It's not even New York, because at least New York's one of the harder bars. New Jersey's actually one of the easiest bar exams.
You're the My Cousin Vinny of our Comedians at Law
group. I absolutely am.
For me, it was 7.
But, you know, listen, you know what? It is what it is. But I got to tell you, I think the time when I finally passed the bar, I bet I aced it.
Yeah, and also, I think that does show some kind of dedication. So I would hire Kevin to
I could definitely teach you. I could, if nothing else, I could teach you how to write a great bar essay.
You know, when I was studying for the bar, I had sublet an apartment in New York, and some drug dealer was living downstairs from me. It was in Chinatown, and one day I show up, and the other roommate, she was like, "Hey, sorry, we have to move out." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, oh, you didn't hear what happened? Yeah, he wasn't actually paying we were paying him, and he wasn't paying the landlord."
Oh, shit.
So, like, 2 weeks before the bar, I had to move out and stay on my brother's couch.
Oh, that's a good time to have a life change.
Yeah, life-changing meltdown.
My first bar failure, I had to fly to Buffalo from New Jersey to take the bar.
Oof.
And that just... I'd like to blame my first failure on that.
Yeah, nobody does well up in Buffalo.
No, it was miserable. I did get on this tiny little plane and sat next to a kid who went to Yale Law School. And why do I know he went to Yale Law School? Because he was wearing a Yale Law School t-shirt.
Of course he was.
And he looked terrified the entire time. I think he was just afraid to fly, but somehow it made me happy inside.
Yeah, no, he wasn't nervous about the exam, which he passed on the first try, I'm sure.
Right, exactly.
So 5 times. All right. Well, maybe.
So if you have any questions, if you're listening and you have any questions, you can tweet at us at either Only in Law School or KevinIsrael_NJ, and I will answer your bar questions as an expert.
I could teach you how to shove information into your brain for a weekend.
Yeah, and you know what? And actually, I will give this free advice. The secret to writing a really good law school essay or bar exam essay is just putting as much legal crap into one essay as possible.
Yeah, you just put dashes and write words that are legalese words at the end. When you're running out of time, you just put...
Right. Because the way these people are grading, they're not going through it looking for... They're not saying, "Oh, well, this isn't right." Like, they're not taking stuff out. They're just looking for you to say the right stuff.
Why are we giving away all these free tips?
That's it. That's my one free tip. And you can hear the wisdom that's coming from the two of us, so you should probably invest further into our...
You must. Should we jump into some stories?
Yeah, let's talk about what's been going on in the world.
Since when has the paragon of investigative journalism allowed lawyers to determine the news content?
Should we start with this patent troll response?
I think this is a good one. Why don't you explain what a patent troll is?
A patent troll is the lowest scourge on this earth, and maybe some of our listeners are patent trolls, so we welcome you listening to the podcast, but you are what you are. You're the scourge of this. Basically, what they do is they frustrate companies by filing suits anytime you're trying to do business and come up with intellectual property. You'll get an email or a call saying, "Hey, we're working on something like this. So maybe we should pay us off." And, they basically want you to pay them off to go away.
These people are tantamount to the people who got on Twitter early and just started
buying names.
Famous people's names.
Yeah.
And then the celebrities would have to pay them to get their names.
Right. But they're not intending to do anything with the websites or this intellectual, you know, these patents or whatever. They just try to file patents on names and things. It's ridiculous what they do. It's basically a way for them and their lawyers to make an easy living.
Off
of the hard work of others.
I mean, I think this is just reflective of our overly litigious society.
Yeah. So this week somebody had enough. A guy named Chris Holes, founder of Life360, it's a networking app that shows friends and family as faces on a map that can be clicked on for sending individual group messages. No offense to Chris Hulls, that app doesn't sound very impressive.
But that's neither here nor there.
But I do feel like you always see that already on like certain... I feel like that's already out there. I don't know. Anyway, but so there's a company called Aegis, which is a patent troll company. And the lawyers basically said they want to discuss a patent licensing arrangement. they actually have let's see, it's not a classic patent troll situation, they say, because they've actually, this Aegis company has actually done some things. But Chris Hulls responded as if it was the lowest of the low. He said, "Dear piece of shit, we are currently in the process of retaining counsel and investigating this matter. As a result, we'll not be able to meet your Friday deadline. After reviewing this matter with our counsel, we'll provide a prompt response. I will pray tonight that karma is real and that you are its worthy recipient, Chris."
I think we've all wanted to write a letter like that at some point about something.
Yeah, it's awesome. It sounds like he's had to settle for patent trolls before, and this was, he was just fed up. I think we all wish we had that moment where we could just send the response letter that we want to send.
Yes. Yes. I think Chris guy actually was the voice of the silent masses.
Yeah. I feel like everybody should get to write a letter like this at some point in their life. The dear piece of shit. Something that starts, yeah. Dear piece of shit. Everybody should get to have one dear piece of shit letter in their lives. Not enough people get to write a dear piece of shit.
You know, and you know what? I think it's a good question we could pose to our listeners. If you were going to get to write your dear piece of shit letter, who would it be to?
Yeah, and yeah, and why? But you know what I was thinking? Hallmark might have a new line here.
So it'll be like Mother's Day, birthdays, graduation, dear piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. I think there should be a dear piece of shit section. You know, for family members, for parking enforcement officers,
for the significant other.
Well, no, you should be able to send in your parking ticket inside a dear piece of shit card.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, the IRS. You know, just send your taxes in a dear piece of shit letter.
Dear piece of shit. Otherwise, is the IRS. I like it. Yeah. I think maybe we should pitch this to Hallmark.
Yeah, yeah. Then they're gonna write back. Dear piece of shit. We already came up with this idea.
Yeah. Or maybe somebody else is listening to this and is gonna patent it before we did.
Yeah, and then we're gonna have to write to them. Dear piece of shit. You trolled us on our podcast about trolling.
So this is, and that is the circle of life.
The meta troll. So good luck to him. I hope he wins, and come on our podcast and tell us what happened.
Yeah, Chris. We'd love to talk to you about your dear piece of shit letter.
This next one's kind of sad and dark. Should we get into the sad and dark one?
Yeah, this one, you threw this one at me. It is definitely sad.
The Big Law partner killed himself.
It's definitely a law. I mean, before we make fun of it, it's definitely a loss.
Yeah,
to the
no, that's not. It's not funny. It's not funny. We're gonna find the funny, but we have to take a moment and say that's a horrible, terrible thing.
Yes.
And condolences to his family. I mean, that's just. First of all, I would never jump off of a building. That seems like a horrible way to go.
And a very uncertain way.
Yeah, you don't like every movie I've ever seen where somebody jumps. It doesn't look good.
No, it does not look good. And, you know, there's always that – I know it's very slim, and he jumped pretty high. But there's always that slim chance that you might survive.
Yeah, that's the worst because you know you're not going to have a good life after
that. Yeah, the rest of your life after you fell 26 stories.
What seems to me the best – just pop some pills and lay in the tub and slide under.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just slip slowly into oblivion.
I mean, even if you don't die, then you're fine.
And right, and most horrifying, I mean, the most horrifying about this is apparently the guy landed in a tree.
Yeah.
And then they had to cut the tree down to get to his body.
That must have been a gruesome call to the fire department.
That's really like that Law and Order moment where the happy couple was probably walking down the street, looked up, and suddenly there's a body in the
tree. Yeah, in the tree. Oof. Do you think he, like, was aiming for a different area and he got, like, wafted towards it?
I don't think you aim at that point.
What would you know? What I'm curious about. What do you think would make somebody who's clearly a successful partner in a law firm kill himself?
I think it's just stress. I think you know. There's so much. I mean, I don't know when you were in law school, but when I was in law school, there was a big push towards in our third year about mental health.
Yeah, there should be. There needs to be way more mental health assistance to the legal profession.
It's a very stressful.
I remember when I left the law. You know, the one reason that I left was you think, oh, it's going to get better. You'll be making millions as a partner. But I was there at 3 a.m. There were these old men, just like old. I was like, you're going to have a heart attack, man. Like, you can't be awake at this hour.
And this guy was only 54. That's not old.
Yeah. No, that's your prime as a M&A partner. Apparently,
but his name was Stephen Hertz, and he was a partner at
Debevoise.
Yeah, and Plint, which I guess is a pretty
famous firm. It's a pretty famous old firm, and he was apparently friends with Aaron Sorkin. Horrible story.
But it also sounds like this guy. He was seeing a psychiatrist. He left a suicide note. Apparently, there were signs of some mental illness beforehand. So there might have been some other contributing factors to this.
Yeah, but I think the bottom line is, if you're gonna kill yourself, don't jump off of a huge building. That seems. Don't
jump off a building. And more importantly, and the real message, safety message out of this is, if you're working at a law firm and you start feeling that stressed out, go talk to somebody. I mean,
call us.
Yeah, we'll bring them on the podcast. We'll make you feel better or worse.
If you're stressing out this summer for your exams, don't jump off a building. Call us. Let's have some laughs. Life is a joke.
It's exactly. It's just not worth it.
Yeah. And let's move on. It's all right. Sad. This is funny.
This is
scary, but funny. I think this is funny.
It's funny, and I can sympathize with this woman.
This a woman in South Carolina threatened to shoot up a Burger King over stale cinnamon rolls.
Let me tell you what, I'm a big fan of cinnamon rolls. I've always been.
They have to be fresh.
Have you ever had a stale cinnamon roll?
It's gross.
I don't think there's any greater tragedy in cooking than a stale cinnamon roll.
I mean, because the difference between a fresh cinnamon roll and a stale cinnamon roll is so great.
Night and day.
It's like a black and white cookie. You could have it fresh or you could have it stale, and it's still going to be okay.
Exactly.
You know?
But the thing is, a stale cinnamon roll still looks like a fresh cinnamon roll.
Even a donut. Like a stale donut's okay.
Right. Yeah, cinnamon roll, because it's got that icing on it, which hardens up and becomes like a plastic coating.
I'm not saying that she should be allowed to threaten anyone's life, but you should be allowed to hit somebody.
I don't think I've ever been this upset over a cinnamon. I think you should at least be able to throw the stale cinnamon roll at whoever gave it to you.
Something. You should be able to slap somebody, I would think. I mean, somebody was there and made the decision to serve that cinnamon bun.
But most shocking about this is she was so angry. Now, obviously, if it was a heat of passion thing where she freaked out, that's one thing. She left and then came back. So she went and sat in a car or sat somewhere and thought, that goddamn cinnamon roll.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny that she had obviously had a chance to cool down and then had a conversation about it with some friends. And they were like, how was your day? And she's like, you know what? It was pretty crappy. I was at Burger King and they served me this stale cinnamon roll. And they were like, whoa, hold up. What? What happened? What now? And you just let it go? And you didn't go try and kill anybody? We're going back there right now.
Yep. And she was like, yes. Yeah. And she walked in and she goes, I'm going to shoot down the place.
Yeah. It's pretty scary. It's a very Michael Douglas moment.
Falling down?
Yeah. Breakfast is served at 10:30, sir. It's 10:31.
Oh, and by the way, so the other funny thing that I found in this article was that comes from the New York Daily News. They made a little play on Burger King's "Have It Your Way" slogan because she couldn't have it her way.
She did not get it her way.
But ironically, in the news today, Burger King is scrapping that slogan
because they're saying we don't really want you to have it your way.
We don't want people shooting it up. You're not going to have it that way.
Yeah.
So the new slogan is "Be Your Way."
Be your way.
Which just sounds like something Yoda would say.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like don't shoot the place up though. I'm not really sure about that one.
It actually sounds a little more supportive of shooting.
I love that we have such a terrible gun culture that you can't even have a slogan "Have it your way."
Right. every slogan you need to take into account whether or not that would lead to somebody involved in some kind of gun crime.
Yeah, like Nike, just do it. Wait, no, don't just do it. Like,
just do it.
Think about it. Think about it. Talk to a psychiatrist, and then if they say it's okay, do it.
Calm down. Wait 7 days, and then maybe you should just kind of do it.
We're gonna need a 7-day waiting period before people make decisions.
Before you can just do it.
Before you can just do anything. I'm trying to think of other slogans right now to riff on. Who else has a slogan?
Well, Timex says take a licking and keeps on ticking, but that doesn't really.
No, no. Who else has an affirmative, like, action item that they need to change?
I'm drawing a blank. If you're listening and you can think of one that could, that's an affirmative action item
that we could, need to change,
that we could need, yeah, for public safety reasons, tweet it at us.
Yeah, you can no longer have it your way. You can have it your way at Wendy's, but not at Burger King.
Yeah. Be your way, but yeah, you can't have it your way.
Should we hit up the Twitter feed and give some shout-outs? We've been getting a lot of love. Yeah, let's see what's
going on Twitter.
A lot of love on Only in Law School. We've got Wanda Madrid retweeting. Law Crossing's been retweeting us. S. Thomas III. Let's see. T. Guy Walker, Snick, Lewis R.M., and Muhammad Irfan just followed us. Law.com has been hitting us up. Ryan Haney. Yi Sun Sin, Jim Raynone, who just started law school, and law.com. If you're listening, you know, we were talking about doing some work together. Let's make that happen.
Yes. Yes. We need to bring these mighty families together.
Yeah. Yael Durbal Sanchez. Let's see. Patricia and, somebody named Eric. So thank you for following us, on Only in Law School. We love you guys are giving us shout outs and, on Comedians at Law, we had findmylawtutor.com. That sounds like something useful. Julie Nolan, Mike Butler. And let's see. We got Law Prof Blog, which is a cool one. That's a good blog. We've got David Lesh, a trial attorney and host of Today's Verdict. That's kind of cool.
Hey, there's somebody we should talk to.
Yeah, Tim Barron, who's kind of like a very hotshot commentator in the legal blog realm. Somebody named Law Dragon. I like that. James Langford, Law Dragon. That's not, I wish we would have thought of that one. That's pretty badass.
Law Dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lawyer Escape, Larry Hernandez, Pit Law is following us. So shout out to Pit Law. I wonder if the law school also is the Panthers. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
John Powers and Law Firm BizDev and Shari Anduza. So thank you guys for following us. Hit us up. Tweet at us. You know, what do you want to talk about? Let us know. We don't know what you want to talk about. We assume it's about Burger King and about, you know, people shooting up Burger King and people writing to patent trolls, dear piece of shit. But if there's other stuff, let us know.
Hopefully it's not about jumping out of buildings.
No, don't do that. Call us. If you're feeling stressed, just hit up the Comedians at Law and Only in Law School and we will just make you laugh.
We're here to you. We're here for you to relieve stress.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, no. No law student or lawyer should be jumping off buildings.
It's not worth it. Yeah. It's just not worth
Save that for the bankers. Real criminals.
And the dentist.
Yeah. All right. Well, this wraps up another awesome week, and we'll see you guys next week.
Awesome time, Matt. Take care.
All right. Bye.
What are you doing, detective? What are you doing talking to my client without me present? You sneaky Pete.
Lose. I don't lose. I win! I'm a lawyer! That's my job! That's what I do! Just stay till they're rocket, just downtown.